Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. With the holidays approaching, a new report says this is prime time for TV shopping. Consumer Reports says fall is when some TV prices can drop up to 50%. One reason is the release schedule for new sets. One analyst says new TVs come out every year in the spring and their pricing starts to decline quickly, but they tend to really drop in October. It's also when retailers start lowering prices in preparation for Black Friday. Experts say to focus on the features that are most important to you. Don't pay extra for great sound if you're going to use external speakers. Manufacturers often produce look-alike or derivative models with fewer features. One Samsung in the report was $170 cheaper than the set it was based on, but got the same test scores. And it's possible to haggle. Consumer Reports says most customers who ask for a deal got one, whether it was a discount or a perk like an extended warranty. But don't sleep on a good deal. Prices tend to go back up in January. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Lauren Simmons. Eddie. Lauren, stores are using technology to improve food safety.
That's right, Kristen. Walmart going to start using blockchain technology to tackle foodborne outbreaks like E. coli. The idea is for produce suppliers to share data to track food supply chains and improve overall food safety. Nestle, Unilever, and Tyson Foods using similar technologies for the same purpose. IHOP is out with a pancake-infused beer called IHOP's Pumpkin Pancake Stout, which is literally brewed with IHOP's signature buttermilk pancake batter, plus other fall flavors. And a big legal win for Uber. A federal appeals court in San Francisco has ruled that drivers can no longer sue the company as a group.
Okay, so what does this mean for drivers suing Uber?
Well, Kristen, they're basically going to have to deal with the ride-hailing giant individually, which could potentially put them at a disadvantage when the time comes to settle.
Interesting story. Thanks, Lauren. Big news here. A third accuser of Brett Kavanaugh has come forward. In a signed declaration, Julie Swetnick claims to have witnessed the Supreme Court nominee drinking in excess at several house parties in the early 80s, where young girls were allegedly drugged so they could be taken advantage of. Swetnick says in the explosive claims, "I have a firm recollection of seeing boys lined up outside rooms at many of these parties, waiting for their turn with a girl inside the room." These boys included Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh. And Mary Free Bed Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan created an inspirational video called Miracles in Motion. Staff members danced with former rehabilitation patients to highlight inclusivity. Since going viral, the video has been entered into the International Art Contest Art Prize. Okay, now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's a new way to burn calories that doesn't involve cardio.
Well, Kristen, dreading going to the gym today, you might want to think about doing a crossword puzzle instead. Experts say trying to concentrate on serious mental tasks burns calories. Actually, our brains burn about 320 on a typical day. That is the equivalent of jogging for like 45 minutes. And if you're doing something that requires multiple senses, like learning a musical instrument, for example, it goes up even more. I will now take up both of those activities. Well, what do you see when you look at this picture? Go ahead and take a look. The study involves this classical optical illusion called my wife and my mother-in-law. The drawing actually shows two things. It shows a young woman looking away and an old lady's profile. The study claims that whichever woman you see first depends on your age. People between 18 and 30 tend to see the young woman first. People over the age of 30 typically spot the older woman first. Researchers say own age bias can subconsciously affect initial interpretations. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I see both, so I'm not quite sure what that makes me. All right, back to you.
Well, I see both too, so you're not alone. Danielle, thank you. New cars are becoming more technologically advanced, and that could mean higher repair bills. Safety features like automatic emergency braking, blind spot detection, and forward collision warning require sensors and wiring not found on older vehicles. iCar, a nonprofit that teaches collision repair, says those additional parts complicate repairs. The group CEO said a left front hit to a Kia K900 sedan could run up to $34,000 in repair bills. The whole car costs under $50,000. Adaptive headlights that turn with the car can cost up to $2,000 to replace. CCC, another collision industry group, says the average repair estimate has gone up every year since 2010 to just under $3,000 last year. One vehicle repair expert said minor fender benders now damage sensitive safety components located in bumpers, side mirrors, and fenders. Removing a single mirror might require resetting the car's alarms, locks, and blind spot monitoring. That adds time and money to repairs. All right, moving right along to this week's Page Six Fix. Versace is making headlines, and it's not just because the Italian fashion house was officially bought by Michael Kors for $2.1 billion. Elizabeth Wagmeister has the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, Kristen, the hottest ticket in town was the Versace fashion show in Milan. Nicki Minaj and Rita Ora were front row as Kendall Jenner and BFFs Gigi and Bella made their way down the catwalk. But move over, ladies, because there's a new model coming for the crown, and she's only 5. Little Northwest made her runway debut at the LOL fashion show with mom Kimmy in tow, of course. While Kanye did double duty in Chicago, helping 2-year-old Saint West throw the first ceremonial pitch at the White Sox-Cubs game. And over in Nashville, Maroon 5 fans went bananas when Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown rushed out on stage to rap Cardi B's lines during a performance of Girls Like You. Drake would be proud. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Elizabeth. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. All right, now to an amazing story. Researchers in Canada were able to use a 3D printer to save the life of a 9-year-old dog with cancer. The Veterinary College at the University of Guelph used the breakthrough technology to replace the majority of the dachshund's cancer-ridden skull, and they believe it's the first time it's been done in North America. The dog's owner, Danielle Dymek, is from Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, and says she had a hard time deciding whether patches should be the guinea pig for this new procedure. She went for it and said they felt she could recover from this, and to be part of cancer research was a big thing for me. If they can learn something from animals to help humans, that's pretty important. The surgery took 4 hours, and little Patches is now cancer-free. The lead surgeon says they hope to get details of the procedure published soon so more can be done using this advancement in veterinary medicine. Bill Cosby was sentenced Tuesday in the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constand. With several of his accusers in the courtroom, the once iconic comedian, who now goes by inmate NN7687, was designated a sexually violent predator before being taken into police custody. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. Jesse, thank you for joining us.
Great to see you again.
Okay, let's jump right in. What happened in the courtroom?
First of all, if you would have told me that Bill Cosby, Dr. Huxtable, years ago, that he would find himself in prison for sexual assault, I wouldn't have believed you. Prosecutors wanted 5 to 10 year sentence. He was ultimately sentenced between 3 and 10 years, which at a minimum means that he is going to be in prison for at least 3 years. And he's 81 years old.
And seeing that visual with him in cuffs being led away, I mean, it definitely was a powerful image. Cosby was America's dad. How difficult do you think this outcome was to reach?
When you take the facts of this case and what this woman went through on top of the other accusations against him, it's not that surprising. But what the judge and the prosecution really made clear, if you let him off and you give him house arrest, what kind of message does that send? That, oh, he committed a crime, but you know what? They didn't find out about it until much later, and he's much older. So, you know what? We're gonna give him a pass. No, not at all.
So now that he's been sentenced, what happens next?
His team will do anything to try to get him out. Yes, they will try to appeal. They wanted to have him out on bail pending the appeal. That didn't work. And we saw that his publicist, right after this sentence was handed down, made a very, very controversial comment that Cosby and Kavanaugh are victims of a sex war. So that gives you a kind of indication about where they feel this sentence was and where the verdict was. One of the biggest aspects that the judge mentioned was that Cosby's never been remorseful for what he did. He burst out laughing after the sentence. So he has to accept the reality and the fate of what's happening one way or another.
Jesse, really incredible insight. Thank you. For more on the Cosby case and other legal stories, 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. Okay, now on to our top 30 steal. Did you know showerheads are filled with mold and harmful bacteria? That's why today we have a Nautilus antimicrobial high-pressure luxury 3-in-1 rain shower spa at a special 61% discount. Now you can have the ultimate clean shower for your family and pamper yourself all at the same time. These luxurious shower heads are made with an antimicrobial material that prevents the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria. There are 6 rainfall settings, and the water pressure is amazing. You can use the 2 shower heads separately or together. The handle is also antimicrobial, and it's slip-free. The Nautilus Antimicrobial High Pressure Luxury 3-in-1 Rain Shower Spa retails for $100. But today, you can buy it for just $39. That's a 61% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, when Pastor Robert King of Harvest Christian Church in Detroit noticed the area of 7 Mile and Telegraph had become a home for drugs and prostitution, he decided to do something about it. He teamed up with the local nonprofit Grand 7 Detroit, or G7D, to help transform the neighborhood by building a brand new playground. With the help of a Kaboom grant, G7D and Pastor King created Freedom Path Park, giving the children in the area a place to feel safe and have some fun. In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, with 8.5 million Americans struggling with peripheral arterial disease, Dr. Riaz Sumar, an interventional cardiologist at Integrated Medical Services Cardiology, is utilizing some of the most advanced technology available in order to make his patients feel better. By using the FDA-cleared device, experts say the new method is even safer than prior procedures. Such a great example of doctors who go above and beyond for their patients. And in our final story from Fox 5 New York, the Sussex House in Newark, New Jersey has always provided shelter for the homeless community. But now, thanks to a new program by the Newark Housing Authority, they're providing much more than that. The program teaches construction skills to the Sussex House residents in order to give them a sustainable income, making $22 an hour rehabbing public housing units throughout the city. The program's goal is to not just provide the homeless with the income they need, but also to give them necessary motivation to move out of the shelter and into a place of their own. Some 8 in 10 U.S. workers get paid via direct deposit. Well, now the FBI is warning of a rise in cyber criminals rerouting paychecks into their own accounts. Last year, the FBI identified 17 payroll diversion scams. In the first half of 2018, that rose to 47, with losses of $1 million. First, employees receive official-looking phishing emails. Either directly or after a survey, the email requests employees' login credentials. With that in hand, hackers access payroll accounts, changing deposit destinations before withdrawing cash on prepaid cards. Since the scam often goes unnoticed until employees complain of missed paychecks, employees should actively verify that checks are actually deposited. Experts also recommend using different logins for payroll, surveys, and other purposes. Companies should watch for login activity outside normal business hours and should have employees forward suspicious emails to the tech or HR departments. Beyond paychecks, stolen login information may also be used to file fake tax returns or refunds. So make sure you take precautions now to protect yourself in the long run. Well, guess what? The happiest place on earth might be even happier for families. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, joins us now to tell us more about it. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. This is one of my favorite stories of the week because, well, I'm there a lot. I'm talking about Walt Disney World. The most magical place on earth is getting ready to get a little more magical when it comes to pricing. This is good news for families. Bottom line, here's how it's going to work. The prices for single day park tickets are going to go a little bit lower because they're now going to be based. Pricing is going to be based on when you go. Disney World has even set up a calendar, an interactive calendar where you can type in what day you and your family would like to visit Disney World in Orlando, and they will show you the price. Now, Disney is doing this to kind of spread out attendance through the entire year and not just have everyone cramming in June and the holidays. Kristen?
Well, hopefully this means families can save a little money. Thanks, Jason. And by the way, you can catch The Jason Show, now streaming nationwide on Hulu. At one main restaurant, before lobsters are boiled, they also get baked. Charlotte's legendary lobster pound is putting the pot in lobster pot by getting the animals stoned before they're tossed into boiling water. The theory is that weed will ease any suffering the crustaceans might feel in their final moments. The lobsters are placed in a covered box with water at the bottom. Marijuana smoke is then blown into the water. Owner Charlotte Gill says the animal is already going to be killed. It is far more humane to make it a kinder passage. Gill says THC, the psychoactive ingredient in weed, heat breaks down by 392 degrees. Her lobsters are cooked at 420 degrees to make sure they don't become edibles. Just in case, the restaurant also has lobsters that haven't been hotboxed. There's debate on whether the creatures feel pain, but even if these lobsters are destined for the dinner plate, at least they're going out on a high note. Moving right along, they're not called love handles for nothing. In fact, 3 out of 4 Americans in a relationship have gained a bit of extra weight. Since first getting with their current partner, the average person surveyed had gained a total of 36 pounds, with 17 of those packing on in the first year alone. And when it comes to which gender is more likely to gain weight in the first year, it's the men. They led the women 69% to 45%. One reason linked to the weight gain is how much more often you eat out as a new couple. Then you get comfortable, you order in takeout together, maybe pour a few cocktails or a glass of wine. And with that comfort also comes letting go a little bit, releasing the pressure to always look your best. The good news is that the same relationship that caused you to gain the weight in the first place can also be your biggest motivator in losing it. It's easier to develop healthy habits when you have your best friend doing it right next to you. Valley State Prison in Central California is a men's facility, but their beauty school program is one of the most popular. There's even a waiting list to join. The cosmetology program gives inmates the opportunity to learn a trade that can hopefully find them a job on the outside when they're released. Carmen Shehorn is a cosmetology professor on the inside and says, some of the guys are here for some really terrible things. You're seeing the changes in them and the coldness in the eye, it softens. It disappears. It's just not there. They're perfecting perms, fingernails, facials, and even eyelash applications. They're learning it all. The program takes about 2.5 years to complete and actually started when Valley State was a women's prison, but they found such success once it switched over to men, there are no plans to get rid of it anytime soon. Okay, talk about smart technology. At a press event this month, Amazon unveiled Alexa-enabled wall clocks and microwaves, as well as a feature they say can predict human needs. Alexa Hunches detects regular patterns in customer behavior, learning when lights and TVs are usually turned off or when doors are locked. As it observes, Hunches also accounts for time of day, weather, and seasonal changes that affect behavior. Once Alexa believes it has found a pattern, Hunches reminds users if they forgot to act on their scheduled action items, offering to fix the problems for them. For example, if a user says, "Good night, Alexa," the AI may respond, "Hey, I think you left the porch light on. Would you like me to turn it off?" Hunches currently only works with connected smart devices, but experts anticipate updates could see the virtual assistant examine past behavior to suggest music, shows, or products without even being asked. For those with privacy concerns, Hunches can be turned off by, what else? A voice command. All right, if you're a parent, you know that our number one priority is keeping our kids safe. So it's important to know that common household products can be dangerous to young kids. Nearly half of the recent 2 million calls made to poison control involved children under the age of 6. We all know you should keep your cleaning chemicals locked away and out of reach from young kids. But Consumer Reports says things like cosmetics and personal care products also pose a real danger and were the most common exposure reported to poison control. Recent data shows that more than 2,800 kids are treated in the ER every year in the U.S. after swallowing button batteries. Those are the small flat batteries that look like coins and are found in many children's toys. And a final reminder, putting something potentially dangerous up high so it's out of reach doesn't mean a curious child won't use a chair or something else to get to it. The saying goes that money can't buy happiness, but according to a new study, the stuff you can buy with money can make you happier if you do it for the right reasons. Researchers at the University of Minnesota and Texas A&M University studied people who made expensive purchases. They were divided into groups, those who spent money because they had a specific goal, and those who bought something just because they liked it. All of them reported about the same levels of happiness at the time of their splurge. But as time went on, the group with more specific goals saw their happiness drop. Other research has shown that setting goals is good for happiness. But this study said not to get too hung up on goals and just enjoy the purchase. The lead author concluded a general happiness goal can leave a longer-lasting positive emotional imprint. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. There's a surprising reason why divorce rates are going down. Plus, make your desk feel more like Dunder Mifflin, with props from The Office going up for auction. And these four girls are reuniting after helping each other fight cancer. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a great day.